This Memorial Day week, we're remembering recently deceased men and women who served in uniform during World War II. Today, Tuskegee Airman George Porter. He died this winter at age 91. The Tuskegee Airmen were African Americans, and they were the first to fly and support combat planes. Chief Master Sergeant Porter was a crew chief and aircraft maintenance mechanic with the Airmen. In a 2007 TV documentary, he spoke about the racial prejudice that made his job difficult.
We did things that we weren't supposed to do as mechanics on the flight line, because when we were ordered parts, they wouldn't send us the parts. But we learned how to repair our own parts.
Porter shared his experiences with younger members of his chapter of the Tuskegee Airmen in Sacramento. One of them was Walter Suggs.
What they would do when they come back with a hole in the aircraft and it was large enough, they would go out and measure it, and then they would go into the mess hall or something like that where they could find these empty cans. They was taken, cut them up into a patch, and they would go out and rivet it to the aircraft.
Those lessons learned during the war stayed with Porter, and he passed them on to his daughter, Linda.
Don't let anybody tell you that you will fail. Prove to them that you are worth every inch and ounce of your being and that you can do it better than anyone else.
George Porter spent 23 years in the Army Air Forces and then the Air Force. A career in civilian aviation followed. After he retired in the late 1980s, Porter spoke about the airmen he served with.
When a pilot get in his airplane, he got his goggles on, he's got his helmet on, and when he got all that on and his shades down, you don't know whether he's black or white.
Tuskegee Airman George Porter. He was 91 when he died in February, just one of hundreds of veterans of the Second World War who are dying every day.